Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 16th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Mary Chiwenga, the wife of Vice President Constantino Chiwenga.
This discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are live streaming on all our Facebook platforms, so please visit VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Mary Chiwenga and the removal of Chief Ndlalayamangwe Ndiweni from the position of chief by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Vice President Constantino Chiwenga's wife, Mary Chiwenga, appeared before a Harare magistrate court today, facing charges of attempted murder, money laundering, externalization of over $1 million, and attempting to forge a marriage certificate while her husband was hospitalized.
The state alleges that Mary Chiwenga attempted to kill the vice president in South Africa when he was hospitalized by forcibly removing intravenous medication from his body, resulting in him bleeding profusely. The former army general was said to have been incapable of helping himself when this happened.
And in Bulawayo, relatives of Felix Ndiweni are planning to file a court application seeking the reversal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's move to remove him from the post of Ntabazi Duna chief. The government claims that Ndiweni was not properly selected by the family. The family says his removal is politically motivated.
A Zimbabwean Nkululeko Mbonisi Fuyane has set up a fund on the internet in which almost $5,000 has been raised in 2 days for taking care of his family and buying a car for Ndiweni, whose state-sourced vehicle has been withdrawn. Fuyane is expecting to raise $30,000 for the chief on the fundraising app GoFundMe.
And in Harare, former South African President Thabo Mbeki held a two-hour meeting with President Emmerson Mnangagwa. According to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, Mbeki wanted to see for himself the current situation in Zimbabwe. Mbeki played a key role in the holding of talks between ZANU-PF and MDC formations, which eventually led to the formation of a unity government in 2009.
Yebakambe mahlabezulu lingani njani lapho khona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. Yey, kulive talk lamhla sikhangela indaba ezimbili. Udaba lokuqala ngobotshwa kukaNkosikazi Mary Chiwenga, umyeni kaMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, yena umsekeli kaMongameli weZimbabwe. Ubotshelwe ke ukuthi wazama ukuthi ambulale. Kuthiwa wayefuna ukumbulala sebe esibhedlela khona ngale kwele South Africa. Ngokuthi asuphune intambo lezi lamanalithi ayifakwe emzimbeni kaChiwenga ngesikhathi engenelisi lokuthi engenzani kwenyanzani wathi sekwenzile khona ukwazama ukuthi aphumela esibhedlela ukwenza ukuthi kungazi ukuthi kwenzakalani phambili khona ngale kodwa ukhanya wamiswa ngabanye abantu khona ngale sibhedlela ukuthi baphumelaye ngoba wayesephuma igazi okumangalisayo uChiwenga bese kubuya njalo olunye udaba anganobotshelwe lona ukuthi wahambisa imali eningi kakhulu ngaphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe. Kwathi ke waphinda njalo wazama ukuthi alungise amaphepha omtshado ongekho emthethweni. So ke konke khonokho ke kungazani akujabulisanga uMnumzana uChiwenga osekhanya ngazani useyalana lo mfazi wakhe kumbe ngithi lekhosikazi lakhe. Kuzobuya ke uChief Ndlalayamangwe Ndiweni sizwile ngempela viki ukuthi ususwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni esithi azangakhethwa ngemfanelo. So ke mfisa lizwe ukuthi okhulumela imuli yakwaNdiweni uMnumzana Wilson Bancinyane Ndiweni uthini ngodaba lolu ake libone ividiyo yakhe lapha litsho ukuthi likubona njani.
Ibizo lesibongo
uWilson Bancinyane Ndiweni
lingasitshela ukuthi njengemuli nyathela bani elizalithatha ngemva kokubona lincwadi ku-social media.
Ngemva kokubona lincwadi njengoba siyibonile ku-social media, thina njengemuli sizahlala phansi. Kodwa vele cabanga ukuthi sizayisa emthethweni. Umthetho welizwe nxa uleqiniso, umthetho welizwe nxa usazi into oyenzayo. okuchiwa ama British la ma Americans ukuthi akula rule of law lapho kuzakhanya khona ukuthi umthetho welizwe uthini ngento enje sebake bakuzwa ngapi ukuthi kulendlini exoshwayo. First and foremost bakuzwa ngapi kulendlini exoshwayo lamthi nduna le yayibochiwe singexoshiwe izizathu nxa kuyikuthi balesizathu sabo sokuthi aso first born angkhole ukuthi baphelele wena ngathi balomkhushana wengqondo badinga ukuthi baye kuma psychiatrist bayihlolwa ngoba uzakhuluma uthini ngomntwana ongaso wakho. Ngingahlala lomkami angizalela abantwana badobhe next door baze babe bathathu ngize ngezuzo wami ngowesine kambe ngabantu abami lapho napho mntanami khonapho sengisazi ukuthi kulento enje lenje lenje wrong. So abangangeneli imizi yabantu ngulowo lalowo emzini wakho uyakwazi ukuthi umuzi wakho unjani bangasitsheli ngeguma langakithi ukuthi umntani wethu esimbekileyo baze babe bathathu ngize ngezuzo wami ngowesine kambe ngabantu abami lapho napho mntanami khonapho sengisazi ukuthi kulento enje lenje lenje wrong. So abangangeneli imizi yabantu ngulowo lalowo emzini wakho uyakwazi ukuthi umuzi wakho unjani bangasitsheli ngeguma langakithi ukuthi umntani wethu esimbekileyo bathi kasulisi.
Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngikobulawayo elokitshini lenjube ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
So that's a video marvelous from Anastasia Ndlovu. You know, she was talking to Wilson Mancinyane Ndiweni who says, you know, what they are witnessing is unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, the government should not interfere with the running of the Ndiweni clan. So he says they chose that guy, Felix Lekamangwe, and mm-hmm. they're sticking to him. And he says, you know, whenever you've got a problem, you must start by talking to the family instead of just doing other things like what he says the government did. He says, what are the reasons, really, mm-hmm. for removing him? So he says they are at crossroads.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tine gango ipo pano tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya dzakasiyana siyana. Tiri kutanga isu nekutarisa nyaya yatiri kuona iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tiri kuona Ishe Felix Ndiweni avo vari kuti ivo vakuronga kukwira kumadare repamusoro reHigh Court vachipikisa danho rakatorwa nehurumende munguva yapfuura rekuvaturira kuvatorera ushe. Saka regai tinzwe hurukuro yaitwa nemutori wedu wenhauta uraishava achitaura iye negweta rachief Felix Ndiweni pane zviri kuitika vachitaurawo zvakare nevamwe kuti vanoona sei chiitiko ichi.
Zvinhu zvakaitika hazitenderi nemutemo weZimbabwe netraditional leaders act. Kusukira nhasi chief kana kuti magweta chief asati audza officially kuti kwange kwava nemhosva chii chakakanganisika outcome yedisciplinary process and the way forward kunze kwezvinhu zviri kutaura kumanewspaper nekumaradio. Position yefamily is Chief Hlanhla Felix Ndiweni ndiye chief wendaba zenduna asati zachinja akapointiwa musi wa 20 June 2014 by the president who was empowered by the Constitution of Zimbabwe and the Traditional Leaders Act and hapana chinhu chakachinja.
Machief zvinhu zveculture zviya kana kuti zvetsika dzedu dzechivanhu. Saka zvinozotishamisa isusu kana takatarisa takuona hurumende yave iyo yaakuda kutora a leading role yekuti iite kuti chief uyu abviswe pachikaro. Tikazozvitarisa tichienda mberi tinoona kuti sezvo chief ane mamwe macommentaries aakamboita achitaura maererana nekukundikana kwehurumende pakuwanisa vanhu kodzero dzavo nemagariro akanaka. Nyaya iyoyo inobva yaratidzika sekuti apa hurumende iri kugwa nekuti chief wai achitaura zvinhu zvinobata kurarama kwevanhu.
Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende panyaya iyi.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa mutori wedu wenhauta uraishava achitaura iye negweta rachief Felix Ndiweni uyezve achitorawo pfungwa dzevamwe sekutaura kwaaita hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende. Asi tine mumwe musoro zvakare mugango redu ranhasi. Tine nyaya huru iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Apo nhasi mudzimai wemuteveedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga, amai Mary Mubayiwa Chiwengwa, tiri kunzwa kuti nhasi vamiswa pamberi pedare vachipomerwa ivo mhosva ye nekuda kuuraya murume wavo, kuburitsa mazakwatira emari kunze kwenyika pamwe nekufojera magwaro emuchato wavo navachiwenga. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa izvozvo, regai tinzwe zvakare hurukuro yaitwa pamusoro penyaya iyoyi zvichitaurwa kuti zvii zvaitika mudare redzimhosva nhasi pamiswa amai Mary Chiwenga pamberi pedare. Regai tinzwe mutori wedu wenhau achitaura Thomas Chiripasi.
Amai Chiwenga avo vakasungwa nemugovera vamiswa pamberi pedare raMeja Street muHarare nhasi vachipomerwa mhosva yekuda kuuraya vachiwenga pavaive muchipatara kuSouth Africa, kuburitsa mazakwatira emari kunze kwenyika riri pamutemo pamwe nekuita chikiribidi chekuti vagochatiswa nemurume wavo iye ari muurwere. Muchuchisi wenyaya iyi vaMichael Reza vaudza dare kuti amai Chiwenga vairambidza vachiwenga kuti vabude muhotera. VaReza vatiwo amai Chiwenga vakazobvisa zvaishandiswa nana chiremba muchipatara kuSouth Africa kwakare vaiedza kuraramisa vachiwenga, zvakazoita kuti murwere abude ropa zvakanyanya. VaReza vati izvi vaizviitira kuti vachiwenga vafe uye vaive vasina mvumo yekuita izvi. Mutongi wedare vaCrispin Mberewere vatura mutongo wekuti amai Chiwenga vadzoke kudare musi wa30 mwedzi uno, uye vati amai Chiwenga vakumbire kudare repamusoro reHigh Court kana vachida kutongwa vachibva kumba, sezvo vati dare ravo harina masimba ekunzwa chikumbiro ichi pakatariswa uremu hwemo.
Thomas Chiripasi anga ari kudare nhasi achitsanangura iye zvaitika uyezve sekuona nekunzwa kwatiri kuita pari zvino amai Mary mubayi waChiwenga vatori mumaoko emapurisa. Saka ndo zvatiri kutarisa pari zvino uyezve toda kuchingamidza vese vari muchirongwa chedu pari zvino. Kune avo zvakare vanyorera vachiti ivo vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa, aiwa nyorai nhamba dzenyu makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai Gibbs.
So according to this paper that was filed in court, the state outline actually, it says that Mrs. Chiwenga, on July 8th, 2019, she went to the hospital where the husband was, and the accused unlawfully removed the medical intravenous giving set as well as the central venous catheter, which were inserted to the complainant, and the complainant started bleeding profusely. The accused forced the complainant off the bed, held him by hand, and moved out from the ward before being intercepted by the security personnel at the exit door. The hospital staff was called by the security personnel, and they reconnected the intravenous giving set and the central venous catheter and resuscitated the condition of the complainant. So it seems as if there's a lot here that was actually written by the police. So maybe these investigations went deeper to, the origin of the crime, of the alleged crime, maybe in South Africa. So it seems as if, I really don't know. Maybe we'll get some experts to
to weigh in, yes. And I would also like to toda kuchingamidza vari pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA. Shona tiri kukuonai Blessing Kamuseriro ari kuti I'm watching you from Cape Town kuno ku South Africa. Kudzai Marayiri hanzi I'm watching you from South Africa kuLimpopo. Boaz Jayaguru hanzi tonazve malayers vakuti ngabudiswe. Boaz vari kuti but ndizvowo vari kuti hurumende inorega corruption here. Dixon Moyo ari kuti I'm watching you bra Mike M. Dixon Mrozva Papolokwani me ari kutaura hanzi Mary at the rights of Amai Chiwenga are being violated. Dixon Moyo ari pano ati pa number dzake Boaz hanzi ushe hauremerwi kumalayers. Munyaradzi Kabaira ari kuti good evening VOA, I'm watching you from
the human rights lawyer Mr. Machobana Ncube is based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs. Good evening to the listeners.
Good evening, sir. So now we see that Mrs. Chiwenga appeared in court. Tell us some kind of modalities of this kind of case, in terms of, how it is being handled. You know, people are wondering, can a vice president's wife appear in court? And how do people in such cases apply for bail and all those kind of things? I guess by now she's at Chikurupi Maximum Prison. So tell us a bit about what happens in such cases.
Thank you, Gibbs. Right. What happens is that if one has an offense preferred against them, usually it's the police who then record statements from that person that is finding out what the response or the attitude towards the church or the churches of the person. Then the constitution requires that the person should be brought to court within 48 hours of the arrest. So I think this is what happened. And she appeared in court because the offense of attempted murder is what we call a third sexual offense, meaning that it is one of those serious offenses if you're looking at the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act. So what it means is that it is an offense which only the High Court can deal with insofar as the bail application is concerned. So when you appear in court, you are just being brought in for a routine remand because that court then does not have, the Massive Court does not have the jurisdiction to entertain the bail application unless, of course, the Attorney General has consented that that court should have jurisdiction. So I think that is what happened. So what she should do is then to proceed to file an application in the High Court in respect of the matter charge. In respect of the other offences, he is at liberty to place before that court where she has appeared either a written application or an oral application through her attorneys for bail. That court will determine those charges. But perhaps for convenience, they will file all those a single application, you know, encompassing all the charges that she's facing.
Yey, ngawo sesikhangela ke sinto sibili kutshela abantu ukuthi phoke njengoba ezihambe khona ngale enkantolo entilongweni. So kutshoni nxa sehambile khona ngale nxa sedinga khona ukusiphambiso sebail uza kususela ngapi esiya ngapi ngamafutshane.
Umuntu nxa ebotshiwe elethwa ecourt afakwe kulokhu esithi yi-remand ufuze ukuthi ahanjiswe ejele okwesikhathi kuthiwa i-remand prison owe 14 days aphendule ecourt, i-court ibone ukuthi uphilile kalazimsolo ngendlela aphethwe ngayo kumbe emzimbeni ukuthi mhlawumbe unida udokotela and into ezinjalo. Kodwa nxa evalelwe ngaleyo ndlela ulemvumo yokuthi aphanyeke emthethwandaba ophezulu i-High Court isicelo sokuthi aphume nge-bail afake isibambiso kumbe imali kumbe ngama-title deeds e-property nxa elawo asarende le passport uwenzela ukuthi umthethwandaba usuthise ukuthi kasoze abaleke. Kodwa lezo yizinto ezizedetermine by ujudge after listening to ukuphikisana phakathi kwamagqwetha akhe lamagqwetha amele uhulumende, that is National Prosecuting Authority.
Yes, ubamba umlomo khonapho ke siyabuya kuwe Mavlas.
Aiwa tinotenda tanga tiri kunzwa apo tichinyatsosanangurirwa nagweta vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino kuti zviri kuitika izvi zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa sei. Saka pindai muchirongwa kana muri kuda kutipa pfungwa dzenyu uyezve muchitipawo kuti munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Asi tiri kunzwa kuti tine mutereri vari panhare pari zvino. Hello caller.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Indinonzi John, ndiri kumarondera muZimbabwe.
Taurai tinzwe mukoma John, kwakadii kumarondera muZimbabwe uku?
Ndizvo ndizvo upenyu wacho kuti tangoona kuti magetsi mai mai saka takunzwa emazuva esa tinenge tisina magetsi.
Aiwa pakaoma, taurai tinzwe nhasi tine gango muri kunzwa dzirimo mudaredzi.
Ganingoti tata dziri nyaya ndweni inorwadza kozi nyaya dzemamambo pasigari. Mamambo andione chete ngoti muZimbabwe munomuka zvinhu zvedu zvanguva zvanguva vhengere bhengere. Kuhurumende inopindira pakudini umambo. Umambo hauchizwe nehurumende. Vanhu vanovezvedzinza vanozivana kuti imba yanhingi kwakafa nhingi mwana nhingi ndeari kupinda uye ndeari kupinda. Zvino hurumende iri kuti ndweni haataure politics, ndweni haasi munhu. It's an individual. Anenge ane maissues ake despite kuti anotungamira masubjects ake. anotaura omoni kana kubvira kudhara kana muhondo mama mbai taura ngazinga taura zvakushandisa izvi twese yakadaro ndozvokuitika muZimbabwe tochenda yaMary kuroorwa nemunhu mukuru azviri kuti haona marights ako ndikutaura mukuru in terms yekuti kana president mukadzi wapresident vakati havachadanana kana kuti vanetsana mumba domas maitika domestic anofanira kutosungwa nemapurisa kana kuti nemakoti nyaya dzemumba dzekuti dzinodawo medhi vana tete vanani vanani zvino zviri kutaurwa izvi masara muzi yekuti chivengwa adini 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 kana asade mukadzi chikumbota da kuzogara nemukadzi wake wekutanga hanhena ari kuna maUK is not fair kuti atiite mukadzi zvaari kuita izvi but ndoshamisika madzimai emuno muZimbabwe anoita noizi tiri kuyembuka takatarisa kumasure kwana tsvangira nyaya dzana minizi aipindwa nana mambo ndaukangana vakadzi vake vaenga anoda vakadzi chei dzevanhu vaidanana but waiona magroups evakadzi vachimiridzika kuita mweya yatsvina kuti tsvangira zvedina abhusa yes the lady she is being ari kushungurudzwa mukadzi uchi chiri kuitika
aiwa mashoko makukutu
kana mhosva uyu
aiwa tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyanzva dzimuve nezuva rakanaka
nemiwo muri kuita zvakanaka mufunga nebasa renyu
bye over to you
silo baba uDavis Khumalo ecingweni mnumzala Khumalo kunjani
siyaphila tube baba ninjani
siyaphila kakhulu Khumalo asiqaliseke ngodaba lukandiweni
hayi baba tube leyi indaba le iqiniso lihle uhulumende angangenilikiyo usefaka ipolitics entweni zesintwini lezi ngatyane lakho lokhu uzena uhulumende babaduzi ngatsheyi imuli yakondiweni ilungise yiyo bakwazi ngcono ukuthi izinto lezi ziminjani yazi ukuthi babadube kufanele ukuthi kunje mnasokokhumalo ngiyakwazi ukuthi thina sizalwa njani bondweni bazilungisele iy'nto zabo thina siyandela bona abantu bakomdlala
ye kube sokubuya ke indaba yokubotshwa kwankosikazi Jiwenga ukubona njani khonoko
hayi dube le iyahlupha leyo
ihlupha njani kuye jazizoba
hayi iyahlupha yakwathi iindaba zebedroom ziyahlupha abaduzi so thina singakhuluma sikhulume bona bazana ngcono ngoba thina singabona ama-primary issues thina singama-secondary sizwa ngabo
ngabe
sebesilwa bona bakulungisise indaba yabo bona ba njengokuqasa kwabo ngoba thina singafika sibe sibaphambanisa yazi into ehluphayo abantu bezithandani la mhlaba yalo kusasesebe bonke ucine wena ngosurongo futhi wabaduze into ehluphayo ngezithandani
uchayile kunjalo sibili
abalungisise bona udaba labo uthiwe ngalo mngakhe bazana bona bona
hayi siyakuzwa Khumalo
lathi wabaduke enise hlupha yile duze yakwazi thina madoda sebhangeni peyi-one ukuthi kulezi izinto esizenzayo umntu ngumfazi ekhanyeni la nto wabona and then abesethatha i-advantage yokuthi wena nto busenza usite esenza usite abesenza khonokho khonokho usukwenza abese athi ngasekwenzile usukubona wena susizuhlungu futhi
hayi siyakuzwa mali sibongele sibili
lami ngiyabonge ngiyabonge nakuhlelo
yongathina kusasa papayi so he says leave the Ndiweni family alone you know and the Chiwenga issue he says that's an issue between two people it's a bedroom issue
interesting
yeah so I think we've got a caller
oh hello caller
hello
tukusaura nani uye
anyaphila baba linjani
ye unkomo
ya ngomnkomo
ye akutsho baba ukuthi wena ye phose lakho sibili kubaninga abantu ye
ngindebele
oh ngindebele ye
ye le eka angisoze ngikhulume kakhulu le eka babuthenga ngoba leyo i-domestic yard and unye ongangihlupha ukuthi ngiyaxoxa umbona yami othi wenza into zonke abazenzayo zithe zi-right so ngizagcina sengisiba unfair ngicela ukuthi ngiyiyekele
sibili ngingena kokunye ye
ye ya sengibuya kekandiweni hhayi ekandiweni ya ekandiweni iyatshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe is the problem ngoba you cannot modernize the culture ukukhetha ama-leaders ama-traditional leaders silendlela vele esiwazuza ngayo and awunge ukuthi khona wena ukube lomunye umuntu responsible nge traditional leadership. Iculture vele ayimodernize. Iculture is always into yakudala, ilandela lelisiko lakudala. Lokho ukuthi khona sesisikele, sesitshelwa ukuthi khona undiwe mina mhlanje kasole kuzeni. Hayi akusizi. Into emele sinanje, kumele sikunanzelele khona ukuthi Genesis evolution of power. Ukuthi khona namhlanje thina silalungele lokuthi khona umkhokheli wethu nguphi ozasikhokhela ku-traditional. Sesiyadetermine-elwa ngabantu esingaphili labo ku-society yethu. So siyatshengisela sibili ukuthi even the constitution yangkhona esiyisebenzisayo kuyafika kudanise ngoba kwezinye indawo iyasebenza, kwezinye indawo kuthiwa iyarealignwa. Angikuzwisisi mtu lo, but kwezinye indawo bakwanisa ukuyisebenzisa bexotha ama othiphindiweni iyabithi isebenza khonapho. There is a problem there for me fanele nayo
phose lokugcina 10 seconds khonapho lokugcina ba.
Yeah, hayi yikho khonoko nje nakho ukuthi hayi ayifanelanga vele ukuthi ibe umongameli azibambe indaba zamachief, ngoba amachief lisiko lakudala sebesibambanisela amachief.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke eNdebele baba, ungathola kusasa
All right.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Lungani Ndebele. He says, you know, these issues concerning traditional chiefs and others, they are left, they should be left in the hands of traditionalists and others. So he says, you know, the president has nothing to do with this issue, so let it be.
Very interesting indeed. Kuneo varipa chirongwa chedu tinoku chingamidza indru. Kuna sisi Gina Eugene Majuru. Murukuti muda upinda mchirongwa rega itimboyeza kukufonera imuri ku Britain uko. Tisaeza kupa producer weda kufonera ikuito teens wofungwa zenyu. Asitunotenda muripa chirongwa Munyagaza Mavamba. Anzi maskwera say kwa I'm watching you from Cape Town. Tinokutenda Elvis King Masuka Chanyuka. Tukunzo tina Elvis, tutaututieze kubata sisi Eugene Majuru, varipa Facebook page ya UEVO, Shona tieze kubata. Halo mkoma, tunokuchinga miza ipachi rongwa? Halo mkoma Elvis, makadi yenyu?
Tumofara makasi mbele.
Ai watiri wadi.
Mkoma Elvis, Cape Town, South Africa.
Itawara itinzu.
Yeah, ningango na angu sara kushoma soma kwa nyaya yuku uri nchika. Kwa hindi sange kini kuta wa nyaya ye, ni mtiki mkazo mpe zero inika edu. Kutia, no ndi shamika nige uti, mwaka ya kia zopa rwa izo zere, paka ya kuita nyaya, ziviti ya watu irana, iyo ni mwine wawo. Zopa utanga kusungwa mwuri. But before, It's almost a year now, but if I started saying at the end of a damp Buddha, why? Because our sister will name the room to the middle way. So this is so good back in the book, and I read the back around the mother. She reached that. They were going to be doing it.
I want Mashoko Makuku too. It's very matter of Mashoko in your pit, sir.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. One of the first in Papua New Guinea is a cow mass of narrow. Mango, Tiramba, and I'm going to see one of the Yambus at the Kingdom Boreza. They open with the Kanan or any kind of trend. Maran Combore and Maran Combore is in Papua. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Iwa, thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, thank you. So I think let's go to Mr. Machuba Ncube, before we take on Mr. Nkomo. Mr. Ncube, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Gibbs.
Now, looking at this issue concerning the chieftainship, You know, what's your take as a legal expert in some of these things?
Well, I mean, there are quite a number of things that do arise concerning the issue of the chieftaincy. You see, primarily it is the family that has to decide who has to be the chief, because only a chief begets a chief. So they know within their own lineage as to who is qualified to be a chief. And then secondly, there is another issue that does arise.
Uh-huh.
The issue concerning, there is a constitutional provision relating to the right to fair, just administrative action. Before a decision that is adverse to anyone is taken by the administrative authority, the person against whom that decision is supposed to be taken has to be given a right to be heard. You have to put the allegations to them. They have to respond to those allegations. And then the decision maker then has to make that decision in light of all those things. So in this instance, I'm not sure if the chief was given the right to be heard concerning this matter, and then a decision adverse to his interest or to him was then made. So, but I think those are the issues that his lawyers should be able to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and well done there. Let's take Baba Nkomo. Baba Nkomo, unganjani? Hello, Mnumzana Nkomo, uyangizwa ecingweni, Baba?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, sikubambisile mpijana. Yeah. So, ubona njani khonokho ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe? Siqale ngokandiweni ngamafitshane sibili.
Okwandiweni akungethusi. Amalita amathebeleland vele izandlo emasoni bahleli bebeharasa ungananzela from 1980 sizofika lamhlanje. Ngaso ubona la ku top leaders yezanu umuntu ovele emathebeleland ungu number 3 okukhombisa ukuthi baze bekufa abantu bemathebeleland bengasawa ngaphezulu. UNdiweni kahlala esikhundleni sakhe uEmerson kaChiano noNdiweni asongwa ngakibo asuka koEmerson kayekele ifamily yakweNdiweni izikhethele uNdiweni siyamfuna ngwakithi uEmerson kaxotha induna zakibo le eChiano induna zakithi and ama-leaders akithi emathebeleni ma-air-genist izanu bayawazonda bawagcobe lokhu lalokhu. That's why ubona amanye ama-leaders emathebeleleni engangena kuzanu ayenzisa izinto ezimbi mayesephuma ebe useless ezigabeni zakithi. Akula lead ephuma kuzanu ufica i-challenge izanu bonke bagoqa izandla bayesaba. So esikutsho sicela ukuthi izanu ama-leaders akithi ayiwarespekthe iwayekele yenza into zethu. Sicela umuntu wesiNdebele eke engene ku-Emerson laphana sibone ukuthi uyifeyile kungakanani uNdiweni abamthiye. Ifamily kaNdiweni siyayibonga uNdiweni siyamthaza emathebeleleni asetheniswa izangu ukuthi harasa abantu bakithi emathebeleleni. Please, please, malilalele. Siyalicela yekelanini ukuhlukumeza ama-leaders akini ngoba likugovernment yezanu eyayibulala abantu bakithi emathebeleleni. Siyalicela. Okwamanje abanye siyalizwa likhuluma lapha liphose liwelepse likhothe ukubusasa seliphumile liba izinto ezingalancedo ezigabeni zakithi. In the first place vela alikaliyenze lutho ema-Thebeleland lonke leke langena kuzanu ungani ngama-refugees ungani liyesaba ungani lacela ukuba kuzanu vela asiliboni lonke outright alilancedo ezigabeni zakithi. Siyakwazi u-Emerson usebenza labanye abantu abavela kithi abanikezwa ukuza imali ngaluthi hlukumezani ubani emathebeleni uyilidi ebonayo khangela wonke ama-leaders akithi esemathebeleni baba yazi aphiniwe ekhoneni uyazi wokuthi you can't even tell ukuthi kati vele what is happening why
bengasawalaphana
bebe ngunumber one
kodwa
ngokuthi bona bayihlile kanjani.
Ye, kuyaphetha ngani konke lokhu Nkomo okandiweni?
Okwandiweni abantu bakithi kasukumeni leke sithi thina enough is enough. Want to be rally less than you, please. CTN want to stand alone. My little zone that is sends us some leaders that went to as I again say devolution of power. Since 7 months, I'm a province. I get it. I will not tell you one thing. Tell you a rally. akuna nto esiyi-one esiyicela kuzanu asilanti izanu ayizange yale emathebelelendi ibuye izobulala abantu bakithi. Ngiyamangala kula bantu bakithi abaningi ofica beqinisa imithambo bekhulumile izanu bekhotha ukuthi besifakele i-KPU sibizwa amahowu izanu leyi sibulawa njengezinja. Manje mile ngikhangela amangcwabo amaningi afika 30 awezanu ayizonke emasoni lezanu. Ngibize abantu bakithi emathebeni bejinga bezonta undiweni akele izinuka amagwabha liyayangisa. Asila leader right now emathebelelendi ebonakalayo lingaphuma ezikhundleni kuzanu laphana lifakwe ezikhwameni esoka lokuthi lizidifende ngoba liyaba seliyenza into ezimbi. Unkomo wasingena nini liphume lingaladaka. Asitill stick to
thosenyonkomo
ukuthi wasingena liphume lingaladaka.
Siyabonga kukhulu enkomo ungatshela kusasa ba.
Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. Hello. Hello, Eugene.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, sorry. Kita tine gangu. Sakava shinjivani zwarakuda utaura. Atambenge tulikunzwa zwachifu ndiwene. Asi ipinda imu gangu muda utaura nesheena. Asi tukutawara nanuye jemurikupi.
Yeah, tumanzi Eugene Majuru Ndriku London. I just wanted to comment on the issue of Chief Nweni. It's very unfortunate that this has happened to Chief Nweni. But when things like this happen, we expect other traditional leaders, the other chiefs, they should have a voice. They're supposed to say something. If the issue hasn't been handled well, they should freely talk about it and say, as not, it was a kanaka. But the problem that's there at the moment in Zimbabwe is my chiefs, the role of the chiefs in Zimbabwe is to advise the government. The thing is, they are not advising the government at the moment. And if it's an issue which the government has not done something right, this is wrong. Just like we to achieve in the UN, which is wrong. So I think we're not going anywhere. If the chiefs are like bulldogs without teeth, they cannot say this is right or this is wrong. They cannot express their opinions. We're not looking at Zimbabwe. We have a new dispensation. The president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, said he's a listening president. So sometimes, like I would go to Makanga and Saga, I'm going to talk to our constructive criticism. Cause that's, so I think if we have my chief, Chibatana, what our own chief do, and Yombo Hend wanted the traditional chief. We have Fortune Strumbira leading my traditional chief. We've not heard Fortune Achi Samona ma chiefs with we are towering a chief in the way. Why is that?
Saka imuruguti dai pawanikwa vachigara pasi savana chief votaurana pache zvavo.
Yes, sometimes now gara pasi sana chief votaurana vogadzisa nyaya yacho kuside kwavo. Just like the issue here, Harare, I'm sure you all know kuti chieftaincy Harare is still outstanding. Next year, we're going to be 40 years Zimbabwe Yawana independence, and the issue here, chieftainship here, that I sat here, Gadziriswa, which is an issue, and this is, we don't know, but when we cook land, Kwambari, Vanuachi, my descendants, Chief Mbari, they know what's going on. And the government is advised every time and again, but the government is a agent, that's why it's still outstanding up to now. So now the issue is and the generations right now, they're not interested in it, but carry over. And the problems in Zimbabwe are and if we go back and sort out the Namibian and actually to London Museum. And 40 years after independence, surely Trutaza who push out my remains at okay. I spoke to several members of the cabinet who appeased that issue in the cabinet. It discussed what I did. So that we know for all some importance, and it's an important issue, but my cabinet members, but we're not watch as well to talk about this issue.
I think
our own cabinet is afraid of talking about the repatriation of our heroes' remains. The heroes' remains are still in London.
This sounds like a really interesting topic that we can actually cover on one full program. I would like to actually come back to you after the show so we can see what we can do, because you brought up some really, really important issues involving tradition and the role of chiefs. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Marvelous.
Okay. Tineba mwe kola bakabata. Hello, kola? Hello?
Hello, magadi yenyu.
Tiriwadi, magadi yenyu. Tukuta ora nani uye, so emuru kupi?
Nofara, dinonzi domburu no waka, ndiri kuchinoi kuchikono ono.
Oh, kuchinoi kwa kadi kwa kuchinoi uko?
Ah, kuchikono ono, ndi unu, tungo tambuzika ni nzara ya mnanga kwe.
Ata ora yenyu, tinswe, nasi mune gango, muda uta ora nyeshe jipi.
Ini na angu ndrunya nyobatu wabatu waninye chief nduweni.
Mm-hmm.
Isu tinotarisira kutizo machifu sevanu wanugara ne vanu. Ndo wanuona matamuziko ye vanu. Saka vanu fano kunge wajimira ne vanu. Basi muno mzimbabu manji kana muna. Atangango pesana ni urumende kutongeza nibiyevu. Tinoona kuti chief ye anu vapina mkatine matamuziko. Jezo shirukundisho. Vazo gara pansi waka ungora kuti ana kupina nendira kwayo. Ko mazuwa osa ya wanga waka nyara nei. Shumoguda pache na kuti ayo. Inyaye kungoti mashoko wake anotaura. Seba angambotaura mashoko wae kutizo. Government ino kundwa hivi. Nema Edmund aki. Hino zinowa bata hizo. So nepamuza nape kutizo. Avadi kuhuzi wazo kuhiti. Nae tangati ni machifa kawanda Mzimbabwe muno mwanini pungwa ziningi za wandu weni. Taiona kuti zvinhu zvainya zofamba zvakanaka nekuda kwekuti machifu ndo ari kushandiswa ivhani pakugoyiwa kwezvinhu pakusarudzwa kwemasabhuku mumamisha unoona kuti izvo machifu anopindira zvikuru nekuti vanenge vachishandiswa nehurumende iri kutonga iyi.
Aiwa mashoko makuku tu chaizvo tinokutenda yamhino kuti mamuri kuda kutaura here pamusoro pezviri kuitika kuna amai Mary Chiwenga.
Avo tinongoti vangosanganawo nefodya yavo yavanoputa nekuda kwekuti izvo mukatarisa vanhu ivavava kana vachinge vakagara zvakanaka havaone matambudziko anosangana nevamwe. Ndichiri kuyeuka mukadzi wachiwenga mumwe akasiyana naye uyo akamborova mutatu wenhau mushop iyewo iko zvine zvaasanganawo nazvo zvanga zvichimufambirawo zvakanaka. Izvozvo Mwari anenge achida kuti vanhu vanyatsoona kuti chaunoitira mumwe unopedzera wasangana nacho. Hapana haiziwa kuti vamugabe vachapedzera vataura kuti handichavhotiri ZANU-PF. Asi zvakazoitika mukati mekurarama. Saka chinongori chidzidzo kune vanhu vakawanda kuti vasafunge kuti izvo vacharamba vachifambirwa neupenyu. Rimwe gore ndoo vanenge vaakutambudzikawo munguva inotevera.
Aiwa mashoko makuku timuve nezuva rakanaka kuchinoi kwamuruko.
Hamaita zvenyu.
Bye-bye.
Yes, Marvelous, we've got two callers right now. Volta Moyo and Ubabu Ndiwendi. Sakasa ngawe, Baba Moyo. Uyangiswa tuko mwendi?
Yes, niyaguza, gipsi kunjani.
Ya, isa pila akulu. Ula mta wani ngisibi, ila mta nilinga umzuzo otwa, utu uchwa, ofisi kukucho, nge topike yoto, obose ya wewe inye. Sakasa ngawe Ndiwendi, utini lako?
Nti government, ivele, ivi nga melangi zifike kona hapo, ivi zipa mandle kuchiona and leaders. Nyukunga tinguti hizi yefika la kubo president. Into nje kuti wana sebefuna uku mzienza hii government ya puma yeta sumeti. Kukuti hivi sebezi sama chivi ngele la hivi ngeze la wanto wa mnyama. So nala kati ukuruma unga meli iwa ndaleza ano kumele uchuguluzo. Uchifu ndiwe na kula kalala alo. Abe awachia nilaye akoke la wanto ngele la. Is a tradition. He's not a politician. Abakiyanele abantu bangibo bamfuna abantu bangibo iba bamfakile.
Mhm. Kwazo uya eka nkosikazi Chiwenga ubona njani?
Kubi kakhulu babadiwe ukuthi nxa umuntu usalana lomuntu ongumama usebenzisa amandla akho ezombangazwe usumuyenza khonokwana umdinge namacala ukuthi umbophe but kuzatshenisa nokuthi abejudiciary bazayikhangelisisa into leyi akula cala elizaba khona ngoba akukhanyi ukuthi ube ngaze ayenzele lezi zinto zonke nguye yedwa abantu bemkhangele. Lapha sekuyi-victimization ngesilungu ukuthi mhlawumbe akusafunanwa sekumele kufikisane ngendlela enjalo. Bensithi inhlanganiso zabomama into lezi zakhuluma ngayo ngoba kubi kakhulu omama bengathuswa kanjalo loba singasabafuni.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Moyo, ungathina kusasa ba.
Siyabonga.
Yes, sihle sithatha ubaba Ndiweni khonapho. Baba Ndiweni, kunjani?
Njani baba?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu Ndiweni. Abantu baningi sibili Ndiweni namhlanje. Siqalise ngodaba lika Ndiweni ngamafutshane.
Ngithisika kakhulu ngoNdiweni ngoba enguNdiweni wakithi. Engikwaziyo mina ukuthi induna mayizokhethwa kule nto okuthiwa yi-family tree. enziwayo eba responsible ukuthi each family tree ukuthi vele kuze kungene la kutheni kodwa engkwaziyo mina ngonhlanhla ngoba ngiwangakithi kuyikuthi ubaba mkhulu uKhayisa nguye owampointayo ukuthi ngiyongena ezicathulweni zami uhulumende waku approve wakuvuma lokho wamgcoba uwayindoni ugcilite ngo-2014 umuntu lokuzofika namhlanje sebemkhupha ngoba sekwenze njani ngenxa yokuthi ubonakele ngumuntu owagenest manje kakhulu iparty ibandla libusayo mina ngakhuluma la that day ngathi into zomba ngazo vena labantu okuqathile ngama Canada point uhulumende kumele stay away of lane ngoba le nto le is a problem of his family yena akula problem of family into ekube khona uyo be le problem lo nhlanhla kuphela
lokho ke ukuthiwa uJoram ufuna ukungena ke uhamba njani
baba baba
ukuthiwa uJoram Ndiweni la ufisa ukuthi ngangiyongenayo kuthwani ngoJoram Ndiweni
ufuna ukuthatha advantage bethi family tree ithi uJoram Ndiweni ngiyongenayo kodwa enzama ukuchaza khona ukuthi ubaba ngokwakhe ebantwini bakhe bazele kwazi kuyinto yasegumeni kitchen lakhe ngiwa pointayo ukuthi ngifuna lo ngesizathu sakhe so ayisazina njengomuntu omdala athi leso sokuthiwa sokumela khujwe inqathi ukuthi uNdiweni uyalisa
baba
yebo kakhulu bengifisa ukukhuluma la ngonkosikazi kaChiwenga
yebo
ngonkosikazi kaChiwenga namhlanje sokuvezwa amacala wonke lawo ngenxa yokuthi sokuyisigaba sokosikazi amacala lawo ngathi walandelela asomacala ayenziwa izolo kodwa sele thibe elide nje kade belindisiwe nezezovuswa namhlanje ngenxa yokuthi sokuyindaba lena indaba yasebedroom ngakwenzakala bangasebenzisi njalo amandla abo besenza ukuthi at the end of day baliswa abantu besifazane abangela amandla abahluthulelwe bahluthulelwe amandla kanti abesifazane labo balelungele kuma 50 50 okumele bathole ama-rights wabo benza bakufana namhlanje useliswa ngenxa yokuthi kuthiwa ngasafuni lo muntu
andiweni baba sibongele kakhulu he
ngiyabonga kakhulu
thiriri bakhamirira parisian arom koma Donald
alo didimavelasina mkoma jips maserase
ayi wathiri wadi asidzikisa ivolume yenyu tiri kuzvinzwa ikoko
Alright.
Ehe taura yenyu tinzwi.
Pamadzishe muZimbabwe vanotombobuda vachiradza kuti vanotsigira bato zvekutongareka nepiye.
Mhm.
Asi tinaka nambo wakana muzuwa ano vakambonzi vanesiwa nezanupiye kuti vachifi chifi chaje mangwe nasi vakutaura vachitsigira bato ravanoda.
Mhm.
Davaini yava mhosa manje kana kuti vakutsvaka zvekuti vakagadzwa sei dei kuri kunzi nyaya yekusimudziwa neve mumuri. Kuti Asi dangwe kana kuti kudii manje iwo hurumende ndiye vakuto infiltrate kuda kupinza kana kutaka kuyonganisa vanhu vemhuri kuti nokutozati vanogona zviita kupa vamwe vanhu mari womhuri machiti ndiweni kuti vatege kuti vari kuita like dispute yokuti vamagatigwa vakati hasiwo tozviziva hedu asi kuti ihurumende isina kunyatso kutsarukana ndozvinonesa asi tichitarumbira vanhu toto zvinotozikamwa tonasa bota badzo rezasi asi tinacho toto wakara vanhu mukafunzana kumasvingo vakakuvhunzi vanotokudza kuti tichitarumbira history yavo Vantonzi aingaitwa muzukuru vakakurira kuZambia. Vatatina kumboziva zvita kugazisa. Chirumbira asi wo usheka kana kuti. Ndiye mukuru wamadzishe bhati mukatarara history yavo. Kana mukatuma mukoma Gandhi maramba kuti research ya chief Chirumbira. Munogona kushokeka.
Ah mukoma mune data rese tipedze saitinzwi.
Ndendo zvendangu kunyaya maichiwenga iyo. Ah ndozvino izvozvo ndezvekuti kana zvinzazo kushatirawo mumwe musiwo zvinhu zvaita asi kubudisa havo mari vaingobudisa tozviziva vose vari vakuru vaingo vanongobudisa matiki dzigonyadzo kuwana audience vanhu vaterere no
aiwa
dziri nyaya dzavo vaseparete zvekuti kwai zvinhu zvekuti iko zvinhu zvakuta zvekuti vari kunyaya kuva neconvent necorruption yet no havasi convent necorruption
iye
vanga vari vangadai vakatosunga vakuru yaiyo murume wavo
Mashoko makuku tumkoma regai titore vamwe nhasi pari kupq I think we have another caller Tawanda hello mkoma Tawanda
Yebo imakadini
Aiwa tiri wadi tiri kutaura nemi muri kupi
Ndiri ndiri muZimbabwe ndiri mukwekwe ndiri kutsika nyaya yachishiyo inzi iyo vanofanira kunge vachimiswa pabasa ravanenge vachiita mudzinga mavo nekuda kwekuti vanenge vachitsigira bato ravanoda ndirikuwanasa kuti matongere wayo anenge akaoma nekuti tikatarisa zveumambo zviri mudzinza saka katikatarisa zveumambo zvemambo zviri mudzinza unoona zvaakuzotongwa nevatungamiri venyika nenyaya yekuti vanenge vane dambudziko rekuzotiana vakuita zvemaelection vanoda kunohoda machief kuti vataure navanhu kuti vasapote bato ravo izvo zvinoita kuti vazoita kuzonotitorera kana kuti kunoti dambudira zvatenge tichifanira kunge takahwina
aiwa mashoko makukutu ameno kana muri kuda kupedzisa
ndoda kupedzisa ndititi inini ndaifungidzira kuti dai vatungamiriri vatenge vachitonga vachitungamirira munyika vange vachitungamirira vanhu kwete kutonga vanhu sokuti ukatarisa kuti dzimwe nyaya dzinoitwa nzekuti kana munhu akataridza kuti inini mari andiri kutiwa isikundikwanira vakaratidza kuti kuhurumende tiwedzerewo mari vanotongwa tichibva pabasa ko ivo vanenge vachibviswa nani vanenge vachiita zvisingafadzi vana vezimbabwe
aiwa mashoko makukutu tinotenda Gibbs.
Now, let's turn to... Yeah, thank you so much to Mr. Machumani Ncube. Mr. Ncube, your last word in terms of, you know, Mrs. Chiwenga's chances of being granted bail and maybe succession chances of Mr. Ndweni's case in court. Just in brief there, Mr. Machumani Ncube.
The constitution says everyone is presumed innocent until they are proven guilty. That's the overriding principle when it comes to bail matters. Obviously, I'm not privy to, you know, the issues that are involved. But from what we have seen, I think we have had more serious cases. People have appeared in court on murder charges, on treason charges. They've been admitted to bail. So all the court needs to do is to put in place appropriate conditions to ensure that the accused person does attend court. And then in respect of the Ndweni issue, I think his lawyers assist with the matter, but I suppose one of the things that could be done is to review the decision that has been made to suspend him, because I do not think that it has been made in accordance with the law.
Mm-hmm. Baba Machobana Spongle Akulu, thank you so much for having joined us tonight.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. So let's hear what Mr. Pilif Kaole said in an interview about the Ndweni issue. Mr. Kaole belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party. He's always coming here time and again. Let's hear what he said about this.
Uyakhanyekegeni ukuthi vele ungumuntu we-MTC Alliance.
Kodwa yena ngokutsho kwakhe uthi wake wahamba emhlanganweni webandla leZANU-PF. Esuka lapho waya emhlanganweni we-MDC, waya emhlanganweni weZaphu le-MRP. So uthi yonke indawo phela uyinduna yabantu. So khanya zana abantu bayagcizelela khonokho ngokumncedisa khonokho abakwenzayo. Akunjalo babakhawule.
Akulanto enjalo. Into enjalo okukhona ukuthi ubephuma kuloma audio amanye amalobuzeni akamavideo akabade phuma edlalwa lapha ekhuluma ngokuthi abantu bahambe betshengisela abantu abangena emgwaqweni yonke inhlelo zakhe zethu vele ephikisana lohulumende weZANU-PF kwesekugcekeni kodwa esebenza ekhulumela njalo i-opposition even le mngwabeni kaDumiso Dabengwa weqhawe ngalo Dumiso Dabengwa wakhuluma vele e-attacka kakhulu umongameli lehulumende yakhe akachiyane lakho kokudula lokwangene kwezombangazwe abamnika imali nje bamkhusele angene kwezombangazwe
kodwa-ke kuyinokubi ngokuthi induna ichothoza uhulumende
akulanto embi ngokuthi induna ibe lo mbono wayo otshiyeneyo kumbe lohulumende kodwa kubi induna nto iyakhuluma ukuthi hayi kodwa lokhu hayi ayisikho kodwa but nxa induna ithi sihamba emhlanganweni ise siyathi ngale nxa iphuma emhlanganweni ise siyaqoqa abantu ukuthi kabatshengisele beyenze kwakhona abade bekwenza ngojanuwari okokuganga lokuhamba bedemonstrata bedilize impala zabantu bekulinyazwa abantu hayi induna enjalo yena ingaseyinduna yabe ingaseyinduna isiyinkalakata yenye ye-politician wezombangazwe kangene kwezombangazwe uNdweni yindawo yakhe leyo ayifaneleyo.
That is Mr. Pilif Kaole of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Meanwhile, it seems as if there is a lot of money that has been raised in the past 2 days for Mr. Ndweni. It is being run under the hashtag I support Chief Ndweni. So it is a GoFundMe fundraising campaign. So I see that so many people are actually donating money towards this cause. So anyway, that's how things are.
We have Maini Ko on our VOA Shona Facebook page from MDC. She's the women's spokesperson there. I think she wanted to comment on the Chiwenga issue, but we will try and call you before the end of the program. Maini Ko of the MDC, since we've just heard from ZANU-PF there, we were listening to Mr. Kaole speaking about the issue. I think, what was he speaking on, Gibbs?
Mr. Kaole was saying that it seems as if Ndweni is a politician. Mm. He says it's untrue that Ndweni actually attended various meetings, ZANU-PF, MRP, MTC, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying that he's specifically MTC. He says there are videos that testify to that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he further said that, you know, this fundraising campaign, of course, they should give him money for him to campaign as a politician,
mm-hmm.
not as a traditional leader. So he's saying that, in essence, Ms. Ndweni is an opposition leader and not a traditional chief.
Pana kuzai mazari retaka mirira kunzwa kuna maini koti sata varaidu chirongwa chedu pana taru bemero alikuti ini wondiriwe imba ye ushe anzi mudzimba dze ushe dzese munama anzi munama kakatanwa nekuti mune kuguta. So this our follower here on VOA Shona is saying he is also of the chieftainship house, but mm-hmm. he says there's always, you know, the issue of people actually fighting for the position, because once you get it, you live a better life, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Mashipe Cosmas, and I'm listening to you from Mashingo. Tende kuna mainiko. Hello, mainiko. Ngwe dia jikana na saka mungo ti ga ga ga. Tawara enyu.
Masara say she's my very
square.
But bata.
Tawara enyu.
Panya chief ndiweni, isusu no wa support. Nukuti ndi chief wewanu wese. Chief ndiweni awana batu na waka rere kira. Zukuta rona waka ule shuzasi za shisi za choko adi. Takawa wana kumisangano ya Kawanda.
Mm-hmm.
Takawa wana kumisangano ya Zanu PF. Nyaya hizi zemata reji. Zana chief. Wanwe Zanu PF ngawasi ya ninazo.
Mm-hmm.
Kukusho rerei. Chuanu. Shede chino titi. Chumi government haifani rugunge ichipindi na mnyaya zema chief. Makampo zuwa wano yuku government yuku jibrijina ichipindi na nyaya za queen.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa mufunzo mukuru asingoe dia jikanana saka tisati tichakutora zvakare mangwana tinenge tichienderera mberi tichikurukura nyaya idzodzidzi.
Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Machobana Ngobe, and all those who actually joined our show. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'd also like to thank all those that actually participated in the show. We had very interesting and diverging views. And thank you all those that were following us on VOA Shona Facebook page. Please continue in tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngatikurukurei, where we'll furthermore discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe. I'm Marvelous Mplanganya. Huye, have a very good night.
Nera kana kamuri ya Zimbabwe ino Studio 7.
Tishitepe nyura tirimu Washington DC. Lingali chona njani Zimbabwe omuhle. Le yi Studio 7 ewe tulela indaba ezimqotho nge Zimbabwe.
Sisakaza sise Washington DC.